What the fuck am I doing?
Disclaimer. We do not own or claim ownership of the Pokemon franchise and any Pokemon established in official canon. That's all owned by Nintendo, Game Freak, and Creatures. This is just a podcast made by four friends who love Pokemon. It's our love letter to a franchise most of us grew up with. So please go support the official release. Previously on PKMN Legacy.
From last night.
The moon bed.
Oh, nice.
An ATM for eerie fog.
I woke up in this weird dreamscape.
You see the same vision you saw back at the grotto.
Oh my gosh, it looks like the mask. She holds out her hands.
You can feel this energy as your hands make contact.
Maddie, you have a gift and you're connected to this mask thing?
I guess.
I think you're a hex maniac.
I just came here to study abroad and I didn't even want to.
Just know that you're not going at this alone. Team Magma came and took everything from me, including my daughter. I could be a member of Team Magma and eventually get to see my daughter again, or the amount of Pokemon I've stolen.
Because someone else made you? If it means anything, I forgive you.
I will say this for you, because I don't think we really went over it right after that dream, but just so you have just a generic understanding of what these powers are, from mechanically speaking.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because you sent it to me.
A little bit.
Yeah.
So as a hex maniac, your main power that you've already shown examples of is that you can jinx targets as a reaction. Whenever someone's making a roll and you want to jinx that roll, you roll a 1d4 and you subtract that from that roll. You can do that two times before you have to take a good night's sleep.
Okay, so.
And I'm not trying to keep this close-ended. You can do, you use your hex powers for other spooky non-jinxing stuff.
Sure.
And we'll just roll whichever approach you are.
Right.
It just means you can do more stuff because spooky ookie. So, with Velma on your back, the three of you head over to the Pokemon Center. Open up the drawers, you see Nurse Joy reading through her book again, sipping her morning coffee. Oh, hello you three. Morning, welcome to the Pokemon Center.
Hi, good morning, Nurse Joy. How are you today?
Very good, thank you. So, how did your battle go?
Giant dog, almost won, but we got our third gym badge. And he shows her the moon badge.
I love seeing that badge. Anyway, I'm sure your Pokemon definitely need a good healing session, so why don't we get started?
Yes, please. He basically just hands all the Pokemon from both him and Velma to Nurse Joy because I remember they used all their Pokemon, I think.
All the Pokemon definitely need healing. Minion, Diamond, Ginger, Victor, Lucille, and Bellini.
Then he goes to sit down in the waiting room.
It goes rather swiftly as your Pokemon are healed up and you're sitting there, you two simply waiting, Velma groggily waking up a bit.
Oh. Pokemon Center. Right.
Good morning, sleepyhead.
Good morning.
That's right, you haven't had anything to eat yet, have you?
No, I have not.
Would you like a single, would you like a...
You know what, I got this. And then she goes over to the vending machine and takes out a few credits, and whoop, pops out a bottle of ranch soda, and she starts guzzling it.
A ranch soda.
And she starts slapping her face awake like, okay, I'm back. Okay.
Oh my god, that is so good to hear, Velma. Glad you got your sustenance.
And she wheels out your Pokemon. your Pokemon have been restored back to full health. And I hope that you'll come visit again sometime if you so choose.
Is that like in the job description to say that every time you heal?
I am contractually obligated to say that.
Okay.
But I can make amendments if I need to.
Fair enough. Thank you, Nurse Joy.
What do you do when you're not here? Do you work here all the time?
Pretty much, yes. I mostly read.
But when do you sleep? Isn't this place 24 hours?
She leans very close to you and she says, yes, it is.
Well, there goes my backup job of becoming a nurse.
Yes, I've saved another one.
This poor woman, I actually feel sorry for her. Okay, well, thank you, Nurse Joy, for all your help. And I hope that we see you again.
The three of you walk out of the Pokemon Center with your Pokemon all healed up. It's around midday, around noonish. It's hard to tell. The sky is sort of very still, with fog out in the distance, the sun diffused out. It's a very still feeling blanketing over the town. But that is disturbed when you hear the shuffling of Vine shoes coming down the sandy path from the marina.
Not lazy.
Laze.
I always think it's laissez-faire.
Except it's not laze, Chad Wickington III. Instead, you see an elderly man with a finely groomed pencil mustache wearing the outfit of a butler approaching you.
Mistress Leclerc, Mistress Velma, Master Christopher, I hope you are in good health.
Maddie just, like, immediately stiffens, and she's, like, not even... Her nose is turned up, like, she doesn't want to say a word to this guy, but she's narrowing her eyes at him.
My name is Briarwood. I am the butler to Laze Chadwickington III, heir to the Chadwickington fortune.
Oh, yeah, curly eyebrow guy, that's right.
A very good memory you have, Mistress Velma, yes.
Why'd you have to say his whole name like that? We know...
It is my contractually obligated privilege to say such things, madam.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
I am here to deliver you an invitation issued by Master Laze Chadwickington III, heir to the Chadwickington fortune. He requests a one-on-one exhibition battle with Mistress Leclerc.
What? Why does he want that?
Oh, I am afraid I am not privy to such intentions, madam. But if you choose to accept his invitation, please arrive at his yacht in approximately 1 hour. Shall I tell him that you accept?
We'll have to see about that.
Very good. I shall say that you are considering his invitation. I am also to relay a personal message to Mistress Leclerc.
And he pulls out a thin strip of paper from his pocket, neatly folded up. He unfolds it.
If you need something to look more chic and presentable, you are more than welcome to borrow any of the garments from his wardrobe.
Ooh, okay.
I bet those are my garments!
Wait, what?
I would not know, madam. I merely bottle.
Will you tell him that he can stick his unoriginal designs out into the ocean where his yacht can run over them for all I care?
And he writes down...
Oh, did I forget, a jerk, a thief, a liar, an unoriginal...
Will that be in all caps, madam?
Not naturally.
Very good. I shall deliver the message post-haste.
Merci.
Good day to you three.
And you see him turn around and shuffle off.
Okay, I'm just going to go ahead and
Maddie
ask this.
Maddie just kind of like...
No, we're not. He looks at Maddie, he's like, I'm just going to go ahead and just nip this in the bud. What did he do to you?
Maybe these new powers aren't going to be such a bad thing after all.
Maddie!
Wait, what new power?
You're going to the hotel?
Yeah, just to get ready.
All right.
Grab any stuff that she left there.
Okay, so you go back to the hotel, gather all your bags, any fully healed Pokemon that you left behind in your rooms. Velma, as you are going through your own stuff and reach into your bag, you can still feel the loose pieces of your busted up dust blaster in there.
Velma just kind of looks down at it and gives a heavy sigh.
Still trying to figure out that thing?
Yeah, it's always been troublesome, but this time it's really got numbers done on it.
Well, maybe we can fix it before the battle. I sure think it would come in handy with our little skirmish coming up.
If we got the time.
Tell me what I can do to help.
Improv skills, come on.
You're like, what do I say?
Yeah, that's my life story right there. Okay.
How do we fix this thing, Kay?
So, Velma, you're trying to make repairs to this device?
Yes.
Just basic repairs? Or
yep, just basic
any
repairs.
Improvements or fine-tuning?
Mm. Kay, can I do anything to it with my new powers?
What did you have in mind?
Well, you say that I've got the Jinx ability, right?
Yes.
But then you say I can do spooky non-Jinx stuff.
Yes.
So what if I, like, because right now the Dust Blaster, does it have any damage in battle, or is it just, like, mostly like a smokescreen?
It's mostly like a situational effect. She can create a smokescreen of sorts or any other features. It's really up to your imagination, Chi-Chi, as to what that can accomplish.
Can we make it, like, jetpack compatible? Like, maybe it could be something like she could blast it in the ground and it can jump, leap her off into the air? Like, did we already do that?
I don't think you've actually used that ability before, and I'm loving it. I love that rocket jump, Team Fortress 2 style type thing, yeah. I'd say, as the Dust Blaster is right now, it's probably fine-tuned for just basic operations, just creating a smoke screen. That's all you've really used it for anyway. Maybe you need to tweak around with the limiter functions on your device, the compression functions, so you can charge up and build up a nice blast. So I would say that let's have you make both a careful and a clever check.
Okie dokie.
That'll count for your accuracy in these operations and for your ingenuity for seeing how you can upgrade it, respectively.
All right.
And I'll say that since you have Maddie here, DC for this will be lowered. I'll say that if you get one or two, you fix it properly and it works as it did before. If you get three or above, you'll upgrade it so you can supercharge it a bit.
Ooh.
Okie dokie. Let's try this. Ooh.
Okay, so you got a zero for the careful and a two for the clever. We'll use the highest of them. So as is, that would mean just normal functions are restored, nothing more, unless you wanted to use a fate point to try and upgrade it a bit more.
I'll save it this time.
Okay, you patch it up and give it a little test run. Works as normal.
All right, that's what I like.
That was amazing.
Oh, it's nothing. Thanks for helping out.
I barely did anything. That was all you.
Well,
moral support is always good.
Chris, are you doing anything by yourself in your room while they're getting ready, or?
Chris is making his bed.
Neat.
Literally.
And just to be clear, you guys aren't checking out yet, right? You're just heading over?
No, I don't think so.
How long can we stay at the Melee Hotel? Like, are we only allowed to stay just for the gym challenge itself, or can we stay?
You've been staying there for at least two nights at this point.
Okay.
I'd say from your winnings from the gym challenge, it's sort of covered.
Ah, nice.
So you got a few meager earnings from it before, but...
Question!
Answer?
Can I teach Ginger the new TM?
Finally! Thank you! I was waiting for someone to use a TM in this campaign. Okay, so you want to teach...
You see, does anybody else feel like we just forget that we have them?
We do. We definitely do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a TM for Dust Dogs.
Okay, so your TMs. So you can use any of these TMs at least once per in-game day.
Once per in-game.
You can use them all in one day, and they can all recharge the next day.
The next day, gotcha.
That's my sort of compromise between the single-use TMs from the old games and the infinite TMs from the newer games.
Okay.
All right, so Houndoom wants to learn Eerie Fog, but Houndoom can only remember four moves. Delete a move for Eerie Fog.
Well, let me just look at her move set again to see which one I want to get rid of.
We got Fire Fang, Bite, Odor Sleuth, and Leer.
Remind myself, what does Odor Sleuth do again?
It allows you to hit ghost types with normal and fighting type moves, and also is very useful in tracking and for seeing through illusions. Basically, it has a bit of narrative wiggle room based on how you want to use it. Like a minion string shot.
You know what? I'm going to have Ginger forget how to use Leer.
Ooh.
Because I think I already have another Pokemon that knows Leer. I think that's Victor.
Okay, so you take out the TM machine, which is sort of like a Walkman CD player type thing, but, you know, a bit fancier. And you put the headphones, attach it to Ginger's ears, which I'm assuming are hiding somewhere near her horns.
Actually, where are Houndoom's ears?
Her ears are the horns.
Plus. Oh, God.
I'll let you figure that out while I finish the coding here. Where do they go?
It's like those speakers that are like hollow.
Oh, my God. What if it's like her ears are actually inside the horns, but you can take the horns off and you see her like actual dog ears?
You just click a button somewhere on her and it's like, beep.
Yeah. No, you just grab it.
Oh, my God. He would look at her and go, how long have you known this? How long has this been a thing?
Yeah, wait, though, because Houndor has ears.
Where?
Houndor does, not Houndoom.
Oh, yeah.
Houndour?
Houndor definitely has ears. Yeah, it's puppy version.
Is it Houndour or Houndor?
I've always said Houndor.
I said Houndor.
I've always said Houndour, because, like, dour.
Maybe.
Well, I mean, I guess there's no real incorrect way to pronounce it.
Arceus.
I always said, I mean, before I heard the actual name of Duraludon, I always say Duraludon.
The fuck's a Duraludon?
The one from the Galar region that's a steel type that's Raihan's ace in the hole.
Oh, yeah. I'll never be able to play it because I couldn't keep up with the systems. It's my greatest shame.
Mm.
All right. So, you pop the ears off, the horns off, put it on her ears.
That is so morbid.
And you hear some, like, cheesy 70s exercise music in the background.
Hello there, my name's TM Turtle. Welcome to this technical machine for eerie fog. You ready to learn? Good answer. Let's do this. First, we gotta prep our mind muscles. Think dark thoughts, everybody. Let's get spooky. Let's get kooky. Let's affect the area. Come on, let those repressed evil thoughts blot out the light. Force the souls of the damned to do your bidding for 2 to 5 turns. There you go. Dark thoughts. Dark thoughts. Dark thoughts.
And 1, 2, 3. Poof. Ginger has forgotten Leer and has learned eerie fog.
Why do Pokemon have, like, such small memory banks?
Because otherwise they'd be overpowered killing machines.
Yeah, but, like, don't they know more in the actual Pokemon series? Like, I'm pretty sure
I don't know. The anime breaks so many rules. why are we even keeping track at this point?
Okay, so Ginger now knows Eerie Fog. Now, here's my question. Eerie Fog, I can only use it once a day, right?
No. The TM for Eerie Fog needs to recharge and won't be used until next morning.
So, like, I can't teach it to him on my Pokemon yet.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, would that affect, like, if I were to use Eerie Fog in a non-combative situation?
Oh, no. You can use it as many times as you want. I don't think it actually has a turn limit. No every other turn limit. It's just once you've already used it, it's up there already, so no need to use it again.
Oh, fair enough. Also, now that I'm kind of looking at some of these other TMs that we have.
I know, I was just looking too.
Why have we not actually used these? These would have come, we would have had an easier time.
That's a good question, Dry.
Wait, how many TMs do we have?
Three. You have one for Power Cord, one for Dust Storm, and one for Eerie Fog, all of which you've won from your gym battles.
Can I teach Bellini Power Cord?
You sure can. Let's see.
I will have Chris go next door and he knocks on their door politely.
Oh, hello? Yes.
I didn't know you meant Ardor.
Chris is just awkwardly standing outside, like, did I get the wrong room? The freaking pause.
Please keep that in there.
Sorry.
Yeah, you wait at the door and knock again.
No way. He knocks at the door. Maddie and Velma.
Oh.
Maddie and Velma. Maddie and Velma.
Okay, Maddie gets up and she opens the door and she's like,
sorry, we were just looking at Velma's new dust blaster. She fixed it.
Oh, wait, what was wrong with it?
And suddenly the memories of your little heist on that beach house rush back into your head.
Velma, do you see that box right attached to the house?
I see it.
Was wondering if you could aim your blaster at that and shut off the power.
With pleasure. Peek-a-boop.
You look at it face to the barrel. You bang it against the big box of power. Clang, clang, and it explodes in all three of your faces. The impact of it knocks off the metal coverings on the power conduit. The power is disabled, and as you look to your blaster, it needs some repairs before you can ever use it again.
Oh, no.
I'll take care of this later.
Thank you. That really helped out quite a bit. I promise we'll get it fixed.
Yeah, thanks.
Right. Never mind.
But it's all fixed now, so it's all good.
Oh, well, that's actually really good to hear. Hey, I have a quick question. And he just pulls out the TMs. Why have we not used these?
We had these the whole time?
The entire trip, we've had these.
Gimme!
And she's like, like scrolling through them, like the way that you would with like CDs, just like flipping through them, like she's like, oh my god. Maddie just like pulls out power cord, right? And she's like, Bellini, I have something to give you. And she pops the headphones onto Bellini's little ears right away and just presses play.
Bellini is trying to learn power chord, but can only know four moves. Delete a move for power chord.
We're gonna get rid of helping hand.
Okay. You put the headphones over Bellini's actual ears.
Oh, hey, didn't see you there. My name's TM Turtle. Thanks for checking out this technical machine for power cord. Are you ready to learn? That's the spirit. Come on. Now, before we belt out this sick riff, we gotta warm up. So get ready, and let's do some sirens together. We're gonna start off with two long ones. One for your attack, one for your special attack, and then a couple of short ones for every ally you have in close range. All right, let's go!
Bellini just going,
what the fuck am I doing? I think I'm going to stop drinking this lemonade now.
This podcast is actually not sponsored by Mike's Hard Lemonade, but we sure wish it was.
Give us the money so we can actually say that. All right. One, two, three, poof. Bellini's forgotten helping hand and has learned power chord. Now he's a rock star.
Nice.
So while Maddie's going through the flurry of getting out power cord, she sees a little double disc TM disc that says Dust Storm on it.
And suddenly memories rush back from your time fighting Phoenix. Now Rabombi, go ahead and show them the power of Dust Storm. You see the Rabombi dart around, and you see this ball of powder and dust rocket at the Slinkit. But Goonie managed to dart out of the way just in time as it hits a bush, and the bush is enveloped with this sort of static electricity.
Interesting.
Oh, that's gonna be bad.
So, yeah, that's Dust Storm. Think like Effect Spore, but it's an attack, usually, when it hits.
I see.
All right, so you want to teach it to Minion then?
Yep.
Okay. You boot it up. Minion wants to learn the move Dust Storm, but can only remember four moves. Delete a move for Dust Storm?
Yes, I think we're going to delete Gust for this one.
Gust, okay. You put it on its antenna.
Far out to close in. TM Turtle here, and this is the technical machine for Dust Storm. You ready to learn?
Ah.
Thanks! I really need Here we go. In order to kick that dust up, we gotta shake things up. Come on, all in. Dust storm. Come on, shake, shake, shake. Feel the dust. Be the dust. Embrace the dust and embrace the corruption that afflicts your enemies. And shake. Poison. Shake. Paralyze. Shake. Sleep. Shake. Come on, all in. Dust storm. Dust storm.
One, two, three, and poof. Minion has forgotten Gust and has learned Dust Storm.
I do want Maddie to just, like, look at all of this happening right now, and she just, like, thinks about the guy who does the voiceover for the TM audios, and she goes, I hope he gets good residuals.
Okay. Now, you guys are all set. Your TMs have been depleted for the day. What next?
Question. How much money do we have?
Let's see. After your battle, Maddie and Chris, you both have 9 credits in your wallet. Velma has 17.
Oh, my God.
Where'd she get all that money?
She's a frugal little bitch.
What? I know how to invest.
Stonks.
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 Okay, I was going to ask, is there a place where we can get any sort of, like, new items? Like, you know, stock up on... on berries, or find any new items to add to our possible Pokemon or anything like that.
Not berries. You've already walked around the boardwalk. Most of the shops are closed for the season. The only real source of things you can get are from the vending machine. Other than sodas, it did have a few essential items like Pokeballs and potions and all that stuff.
Well, I'm just going to take a quick look at our inventory for Well, we have one potion, no super potions, and...
We probably did have a super potion.
But we probably used
it. Oh, wait, I think we... Did we use it during the gym battle?
Yeah, I think we might have.
You still have your Popping Petcha soda and your ranch dressing soda as well, which are recovery items.
I would like it if we could go to the vending machine and pick up a couple of potions, because I feel like we're gonna need it.
Okay. So, the three of you head over to the Pokemon Center. Nurse Joy seems to be busy in the back, maintaining the equipment. You head over to the vending machine, and you take a look at the prices once more. You can see your potions, your Pokeballs, your various drinks.
Let's see. So, a potion can heal up to 5 HP?
Yes.
And super potions heal up to 10?
Correct.
Okay.
And these only work for Pokemon.
Okay. I would like Chris to use all 9 of his credits on 1 super potion and 1 normal potion.
Wow, okay. Big spender.
Gotta make money. Gotta make progress. Gotta spend some money.
No, I respect that. Okay. So you dump your entire savings into this vending machine.
I just pull out my coin purse to start shoving coins in there.
Get 2 items.
My life savings have led up to this moment. A potion and a super potion. Truly, I have been blessed. And he puts them in his bag.
Anyone else want to make some purchases?
So, do we have any regular potion? I think I'll get 1 regular potion.
So you dump your credits into the machine, and out is vended a normal potion. And you stuff that into your knapsack.
Maddie, did you want to get anything, or are you good?
I'm okay, thank you, though.
Very well. If that's the case, are you ready to finally go and meet this,
That's exactly why I won't need anything.
He just looks at Velma. Velma, no matter what happens in life, remember, just because someone may have wronged you does not mean you have to do horrible things to them.
That is debatable.
Off we go. Time for revenge.
Yeah, okay, let's go. Bye. Bye, Nurse Joy.
She pokes her head out. Oh, hi there. Bye. Pokes her head back behind.
I'm sorry. I low-key ship them. I do.
Yeah, same.
But I feel like Maddie can't say anything after Chris just told her about his life.
Yeah, his dead wife.
Dead wife.
Like, if Maddie didn't know, I feel like it would be in character to be like, oh, you guys are so cute. But, like, she definitely knows about his wife now.
At the same time, though, does that mean you're shipping me and Dry?
Because that's... Well, okay.
Romance.
Don't worry, Kay. I'll happily hold your hand if you want me to.
Thanks, Boo. Hi, Kay here. Chi-Chi there. Ariana there. Dry over there. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
So, we are actually about to start recording season 2, first session. But before we do that, we're doing the pause menu for this episode, which, if I planned it out right, is going to be somewhere after the Rochambeau gym battle, but before the yacht. But yeah, almost to the end of season 1. Thanks for sticking around with us. Look forward to a lot of stuff happening before we reach that point.
Honey, you got a big storm coming.
But yeah, thank you for supporting the show. Hope you're enjoying it. If you'd like to support us on Patreon, you can get access to rewards like your name and the end credits of the YouTube releases, access to behind-the-scenes bonus tidbits, and for our highest-tier patrons, you can get your name mentioned here in the pause menu right now, like I'm about to do for Cammy Cat, Cybernetic Pink Eye, Donkey Oto, Doodle Boy, Lizzie McPoof, and Mr. Someone. Thanks so much for supporting us on there. You can also support us by tweeting about the show using the hashtag PKMNLegacy. You do that, we might use your name along with the names of our patrons as possible NPC names, like we did with TurtleLover2244, one of our patrons. He was the name behind TM Turtle, who was actually voiced by my older brother.
Oh.
See, you got to voice act. You're on my podcast now. Plug time, which means Chi-Chi, go.
Well, what I got to plug today is a couple of things. So I was in a Pokemon Cypher recently, this time the Professor's. So definitely go check that out. It's on Cam Steady's channel. I also have my own stuff on my channel for once. I know, right? Amazing.
Yeah.
And so I recently did a remix of We Don't Talk About Bruno. So definitely check that out. And I started streaming recently. I am now streaming over on Twitch at twitch.tv-chichiai. So definitely go check that out. I'm playing a lot of really hard games right now and I'm having a lot of fun with that. So go check that out.
I've watched a few streams. It's fun. She often devolves into speaking gibberish.
I do. By that I do.
It's all about the suffering.
Definitely tune into a stream if you got the chance. Links will be in the descriptions below. But with that out of the way, thank you again if you stuck around for this pause menu. Your reward, more episode. Unpause. You guys make your way towards the docks to the last place in town you've yet to explore, the Sandy Shoals Marina. When you first enter it, you come across the wood platforms next to the information center. Few wind gulls on the docks. Behind the information center, you see a big, tall lighthouse. At the very end of the dock, you see his yacht parked, but you don't have to go there immediately yet. You still have some time before the battle will commence. This place is yours to explore.
Are we supposed to not actually be able to see that at the current moment?
What can you see?
Because for me right now, the upper half is all
just
blocked
see
off.
The door.
Yeah, you can move your tokens around. Dynamic lighting.
Okay. I see, I see.
Just don't go too far. Oh. You went too far.
Oh, I went too far.
Oh. Whoa. Whoa. Whoa.
I don't see y'all moving.
Different.
Where are you? Or is it just because of me?
I see how it moves whenever you... Oh, okay.
Are you watching me move? Is that what's happening right now?
No, I'm actually moving
And watching the light, the dynamic lighting.
Can you see the dynamic lighting change when I move, or do you only see it when you move?
Only when I move, technically.
Okay.
Only
so
when I
move. So they can't... Our screens don't look the same, do they, Kay?
No, you all see completely different things.
Oh, that's fascinating.
Based on where you are.
So this is more like an information area?
Yes, it's the Marina Information and Registration Center.
Oh.
It seems to be open to the public.
I think Velma's going to want to go into the Information Center.
Chris will follow suit.
Yeah, Maddie will just, like, fall as well.
You climb up the creaky wooden steps and open the door. Relatively spacious room. Green shag carpet and wood paneling around the perimeter. On the wall, you see various paintings and posters. And a few freestanding little mini exhibits with various things around.
Is that a map that we see?
this map right here in front of you on this freestanding platform?
Yep.
Yeah, you look there and it seems to be like a 3D topographic model of the Appalachian region.
Ooh.
Is it covered in glass or can I touch it?
It has the bumps and crevices that the region might have with its mountains, and you are free to put your grubby little hands all over it.
Maddie pokes the King's Tower for fun.
Maddie, make a forceful check.
Oh, no.
Oh, oh no.
Oh, break no.
It. Oh, no.
Oh,
with
what?
That four, you poke it, and it topples over.
No. Maddie's like, oh, she like tries to like pick it up and put it back. She looks at the two of them. She's like, you didn't see anything.
And then it topples over again.
Maddie's like, we gotta go.
So is there anybody? So there's no one in here.
Completely abandoned. Well, not in disrepair. It's just you have yet to see any residents or patrons besides Rochambeau and Nurse Joy. So there's not really much need for an attendant here. You can see like the little service bell on the counter over in the corner, collecting dust.
So there's nothing stopping us from going around the corner of the desk thing?
Nope.
All right.
What's behind the desk?
Well, Vemma's gonna climb over the desk and see if there's anything behind there.
Nope, not even a little cash box. There's a donation jar. It's empty. But yeah, it seems that all the valuable stuff has been taken out and hidden away. Just see a few scraps of paper here and there. Nothing of import.
Nah, nuts.
What are these shells?
A collection of shells in a display case on top of little sheets of velvet. Actually, with your keen eye for fashion, this is fake velvet.
Oh, one of these days I got to design something for some place like this.
But you do see a plaque on the side of this display case.
Hey guys, look at this!
Yes?
She points at the plaque. Seashells, like the ones you see here, are actually the exoskeletons of certain mollusk Pokemon like Shellder, Clamperl, and Wimpod. In ancient times, humans in coastal areas used these shells as tools, much like Oshawott's do today! I love that Pokemon, that's a good one.
Maddie, what... Remind me again, what region are you from?
Oh, Kalos?
Hey, God, is Kalos region the one that has Oshawott?
No, I don't think so.
Oshawott is from Unova.
Because Kalos is like Froakie.
Unova region, gotcha. Okay.
What were you going to ask?
I was going to ask to see if, like, if Maddie is a Pokemon trainer, how come she didn't choose one of the Pokemon from the professors that normally give
She's
you.
Not a Pokemon trainer, though. Well, she wasn't originally.
Well, that's right. Never mind. She was
I don't think Chris would know that.
But that's why she, like, jumps into everything head first, I feel like, when it comes to battles, because she wants to act like she knows what she's doing, but she really doesn't.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, well, so, like, I said I liked the Oshawott.
Mm. And Chris looks over and he's like, Maddie, do you not have a starter Pokemon from your region?
No. I never really went that route. I just kind of went straight to school. You know, everybody was, you know, telling me that I should try something different than what my sister did. And she was, you know, the big trainer. And I wanted to do something else so that everyone didn't think that I was, you know, just doing everything that she did.
Huh. How long has it been since you've last seen your sister?
Okay, I just got to this region for the study abroad, like, within the week, right? Technically?
Yes.
Maddie just kind of shrugs. It's been about a year. She's busy, you know, doing her own things, being great, you know. And she just kind of twiddles her thumbs.
You must have a lot of admiration for your sister.
Yeah, she's really cool.
Do you guys at least talk on the phone or send messages to just keep in touch?
She's really busy and service is kind of weird across the regions and stuff, but I hope that we can catch up soon. I haven't heard from her via letter for quite a while.
Oh, you sent her a letter recently?
Just before I left for the study abroad, yeah.
Yeah, like you said, I'm sure she's just really busy. You know, being a Pokemon trainer is a really time-consuming thing, and I'm pretty sure she's taking her time just trying to write you a really long letter.
Oh.
And he's trying in the back of his mind, like, oh, that's not so good.
Dry, run through me your thoughts. Why is that not good?
Well,
that something's happened.
I'm letting it look at it through Chris's mind. Like, his daughter is currently a Pokemon trainer. Well, she may not be great. She still does have time to, like, talk to him through, like, simple messages. Like, we don't send letters like that because we have technology.
Oh, you just think that they're alienated from each other or something?
A little bit, but I could be completely wrong.
Listen, I'm kind of making this up as I go. I think that she's definitely busy out there, but I don't hate the idea of something having happened to her sister that we could explore way down the line.
Could.
We'll see. In the meantime, Dry, are you looking at any more exhibits?
I'm curious. What's this one that's in front of, in front of Chris? The one here.
Right, so in your corner of the room, you see a little square display. It seems to be a model of a ruined ship.
I was going to say, it looks like a shipwreck.
And you see the following text on a plaque below.
The sandbars along the coast of the Appalachian make for dangerous sailing. Several ships throughout history have met their end crashing into these shoals, their treasures being washed away into the depths of the ocean. There's treasure here?
We should go find it.
I mean, it says it's been washed away, so I don't think it's anywhere nearby.
This is exactly why we have to get that Lapras.
He looks at her, he's like, Maddie, you are absolutely right. We need that Lapras.
Yes! You guys got a Lapras?
Well,
we want one.
We need one.
Yeah, that is a better descriptor.
We will have a Lapras.
We will.
We will.
So anyways.
Velma, your turn. What are you looking at in here?
Well, when you said residential information, I was trying to see if there was any more information about, like, houses around here. To see if they had anything like that. But from the looks of it, there wasn't really anything that has that.
She wants answers. Oh.
Yeah. You look around. Most of these exhibits seem to be on maritime subjects.
Most.
Or artwork.
What about the not most?
The not most would probably be the shag carpeting.
What a cool exhibit.
It's very shaggy and very green and very 70s.
Like, wow, Scoob. That's the carpet, right?
Oh my god.
Like, so like ginger. They gotta use eerie fog.
We just try to find answers in the shag carpeting.
Hey, maybe there's some sort of suspicious stain.
I swear to God, if the Pokemon champion of the Appalachian region is Shaggy, I'm going to scream.
As champion of the Appalachian region, I accept your challenge. But can we eat first? I'm starving.
I concede. I don't want to fight this one. I'm
only using 1% of my power. So, Velma, what are you looking for now? You couldn't find anything on residential stuff.
I guess let's look at the next exhibit that's right next to me. This one right here.
So after getting up from the shag carpeting, looking for answers, you immediately look in the box in front of you and you see a wood carved whistle in the shape of a Lapras.
Ooh. Get it. Maddie's like, steal it, steal it. Should I read off the little descriptor?
Yes, probably.
A small whistle carved by hand into the shape of a Lapras. It's used to lure Lapras and other aquatic Pokemon. Huh, would you look at that?
Chris.
Chris? Chris, I would never normally endorse theft, but I will endorse stealing at this moment. I really will.
Now, Maddie, stealing is bad. The proper way you should word that is tactically acquire.
Oh.
It's not stealing if you just acquire something.
Wink. How much would this thing cost, do you think?
That's a good question. You know, this thing is actually more of an antique than anything else. Probably really priceless. Also, when I'm looking at it, it's kind of got a lot of wear and tear on it, so it must have been here for like a couple of years, maybe even a decade. Actually, now that I think about it, it's not even using like a really good like lace around it. Probably, yeah, rope. Yeah, so it's definitely handmade. So it was probably owned by somebody else, but then given to this area as an antique to showcase to everyone who comes here. Well, now that I think about it, maybe actually taking this would be a bad thing because then nobody else could appreciate its, you know.
There is no ethical consumption under capitalism. And she grabs it and runs.
Okay, well, it's under a glass case. So how
she shatters the glass case.
Make a forceful check, please.
Whoa!
Please, I need that 4 now.
She's got Grand Theft Auto in here. Jesus Christ.
Okay, so you take your fists, raise them into the air, and hammer arm them down onto the glass, and sends little wibble wobbles through your body.
Can I send out a Pokemon?
Oh, no!
Who did you have in mind?
Wait a minute. Hold up. Let's see. Goonie, what do you got? I mean, it's an ability, but Goonie does have Pit Pocket.
Ooh.
Brings out a little Pokeball and out pops the little Goonie. Hey there, buddy. Listen, you think you could do something about getting that whistle out of that case over there?
And he, like, circles around the exhibit, looking at it from all vantage points. I'm going to need you to make a sneaky check in proxy, and I'm going to add 2 to that roll. You see him gingerly try to put a clawed finger to the lock, and he just recoils back. After hurting his little, getting a little boo-boo on his finger from last time, he's too afraid to do it. He just can't.
It's okay, Goody. You try your best. Yeah. All right, let's get back inside.
Chris, I have an idea.
Oh?
I have an idea for Chris.
Oh, no. Okay.
I think that Chris should bring out Diamond and shoot a laser at him.
Oh, no!
We've tried multiple methods.
Okay. Before we do a complete repeat with that door at the beach house, let's think of some other solutions first.
Okay. I question. So is this thing like locked in on the on the glass casing, or is it more like you can lift it up from like the latches and it pops open? Is there like a lock on it or anything like that?
There is a lock on it, and you can also see hinges. So it does seem to be meant to be open. Oh, you don't. I'm sorry. She was right. I am forgetting things. Okay, Velma, when you were looking behind the desk area, amidst the empty donation jar and all the papers and brochures and all that junk, you remember seeing a glimmer hidden among the papers. You had Velma look. I even had it on my notes, but it totally slipped my mind, so.
Oh my God.
My bad. There's a glimmer.
So Velma just makes her way over back to the desk and investigates that glimmer, see where that was, and.
Yeah, you ruffle through the torn up brochure trash, and you find a little small rusty key.
Why would you have this little girl? And Velma just raises the key up in the air, marches on over to the case.
Is this the only item that's locked away?
It seems that all of these exhibits that have glass containers on them, so the shells, the shipwreck, and the Lapras lure, they are all locked. All
right, so Velma tries finagling the key into the little lock around the case.
You give a little jimmy jam, and yeah, it's a bit sticky, but it opens up with a very loud...
Alrighty.
That was a lot less chaotic than I had thought it would be.
Sorry, you should have found that key when you were searching through the desk. That's my B.
It's all good, guys.
So God says that we're supposed to have the Lapras.
Well, don't put those words into my mouth.
And remember, we're just borrowing it, so it'll be fine.
Yeah, right. Borrowing, wink.
Well, considering that Velma, you acquired it, I suppose you get to wear the necklace.
It'll look so cute on you.
Aye. And she just kind of tucks the little necklace into her shirt.
You know, I just had a very funny but also very scary thought.
Oh?
So, like, this whistle can attract, like, either a Lapras or the water Pokemon in, like, the surrounding area. If one of us were to blow that whistle, what are the chances the Kyogre would pop out?
I want it.
Like, what are the odds of that actually happening?
Probably zero.
But what about a Wailord?
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but Velma riding a giant Wailord is hysterical.
That is the kind of anime protagonist vibe I like.
Could you imagine we all have, like, some sort of water Pokemon to ride, but Velma's is a Wailord?
Giant Wailord.
If that happens, his name's gonna be Overlord.
Oh my god.
All right, I'll keep that in mind then.
Did we search everything? Is there anything to look at over here that we need to see?
Right. You approach the back wall and you see a couple of photos and panels back here.
Okay.
Which one are you taking attention to?
I want to see this one over here with that like figure on it.
Okay. Yeah. You take a look. It's a wood carving. What seems to be a large ape-like creature with orange skin and blue fur. And from the looks of it, it looks rather vicious. And underneath it, you can see the description for it. Squall Squatch, wood carving, artist unknown.
All right. Some sort of Pokemon that maybe is, I was going to say a legendary or maybe a sub-legendary of the whole region or something just important to this town. Okay. Did y'all want to look at any of the other ones? I didn't want to jump there unless y'all wanted to look first.
I don't think any of these would pop out to Chris, not to my knowledge. So no, yeah, go for it.
You can jump to it.
I think I'm just going to go down the line, though.
Okay. You look at a map of the sandbars, and you can see a little plaque underneath it as well. You look at it. It gives a little brief history of how sandbars and shoals and barrier islands are made. And it has a big old, it's a map of surrounding sandbars. And you see in the bottom left corner, you are here where the marina would be.
Look at the shape of these islands. They're so cool.
Oh, wow. One looks like a paw print of some sort.
And this one looks like a crown.
Is that a heart?
Well, that one looks like some sort of Pokemon almost. The whole thing with all of the islands.
Yeah, you're right.
In the center?
That is...
Another mystery for us to solve?
I will question, could Chris use his sea gear to take a picture of this map?
You sure can.
Sweet. So he's going to pull out a sea gear and snapshot a quick photo of the map.
Click. And it is saved on your sea gear.
Wonderful. Maddie, if you and Velma are done, because I think I've seen all that I need to hear.
But what about the other two things?
Okay.
One looks like a actual painting, and one looks like a very blurry photograph.
This photograph, taken by former Pippin Town Mayor Jebediah McPoof, was taken along the coast of Maycoon Town during a heavy storm. According to the photographer, it depicts a big old snake monster, big and like an onyx, just... slithering through the water, but when you try and look it, it's like it's gone up and vanished.
What?
So, that's what it says.
What?
Now he just looks at them and she just kind of shrugs. Am I reading this right?
I caught none of that.
This town is weird.
But what about the next one? Maybe that will give us some answers.
You approach a much better painting of a landscape. And you see a little plaque underneath it.
Artist unknown. Moon to Diggins? Oil painting on canvas. This landscape painting was donated to the Sandy Shoals Marina as an entry fee for a local poker game. The artist was reported to have been eliminated in the first hand, hence the request to remain anonymous.
So that means somebody went and didn't have any money, but they had this painting. And yet they still lost the poker match within the first hand. That's really sad. I would remain anonymous as well.
And the title is Moon Tidings.
Moon Tidings. Moon Tidings.
I mean, based on the dialect from the last entry, that makes
sense. Honestly, that's
true.